Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chav. Today's shiur is sponsored by Yitzchak Kotlicki in appreciation for the Daf Yomi shiurim that I say every day. Thank you very much to Yitzchak Kotlicki for the sponsorship, and we should continue sharing Torah for many years to come. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yutes Amid Beis. We just began the discussion. The Gemara is going to get into whether the regel is Olul L'Shloshim. We know that days of Yom Tov certainly do not count toward the Shiva, but do days of Yom Tov count toward the minion of Shloshim? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas. In order for the regel to cancel Shiva, do you need to have 3 days of Avelus in advance of the Yom Tov, or is it good enough to even have 2 minutes of Avelus in advance of the Yom Tov, even Shah Achas of Avelus in advance of the Yom Tov? The Gemara is then going to discuss the source for Avelus Shiva, and then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to talk about Shmur Rechoka. What happens if a person finds out about the death of a relative significantly after the event occurred? How does that affect the Avelus, and how much after does it affect the Avelus? We're going to talk about whether there's Kriya on a Shmur Rechoka, and then on the middle of Amud Beis, Gemara is going to get into which relatives one is Chayiv to be Misabel on, and whether one has to also practice Avelus on their relatives, on the relatives of one's closest relatives, and specifically we're going to get into which of one's wife's relatives to be misabalan. If a wife is sitting Shiva, to what extent is the husband obligated, if at all, in Avelus, and does it depend on which of her relatives she's sitting Shiva for? So let's begin again about 6 lines from the end of the page on Yud Tes Amud Beis. We'll go back to the Shaila we began to discuss yesterday. Bayimnei Abayim Merava Kavru beregel, regel ol l'minyan shloshma, regel ein regel ol l'minyan shloshma. If a person is buried on Yantif, do the days of Yantif count toward the shloshim, or do they not count toward the shloshim? L'minyan shiva lo kami bayili delo naga mitzvah shiva beregel. When it comes to counting toward the shiva, it's obvious that the days of Yantif will not count toward the shiva, because you can't do the avelus of shiva on Yantif. You can't do any of the nihugi avelus of shiva on Yantif. Ki kami bayili l'minyan shloshim. The shaila is about shloshim. The halachas of shloshim are things that we don't do on regel anyway. You're not allowed to launder clothing, you're not allowed to get a haircut. All these things are things that we do anyway on regel, so they don't really conflict with the halachas of regel. Mai, so what's the halacha? Can we count these days as part of the shloshim? Amalei eino ola. He says it does not count toward the shloshim. Eisve akoveres meso shnei yom kodem regel mona chamisha yom macha regel. But we learned that if a person buries his dead 2 days before Yantif, where we're assuming that the only way Yantif is going to cancel Shiva is if you bury 3 days before Yantif. So if you bury only 2 days before Yantif, then we continue Shiva for 5 more days after Yantif. Umalachto nas salidei acherim, and whatever malacha has to get done has to be done by other people, not by the Avel. V'avadav u'shuvchos v'osim b'tzina b'soch beso, and his avadim and his shvachos are allowed to do malacha only b'tzina b'soch beso. There's a discussion in Masechta Smachos that says an avel b'chol shivas hayam is asur b'malacha hu ubanav ubnosav va'avadav v'shivchosav ubehemto. So it says explicitly in Maseches Machos that avadav v'shivchosav are asur b'malacha as well. Over here, the brayso is being mechadesh that avadav v'shivchosav do b'soch beso b'tzina. They do malacha b'soch beso b'tzina. So machlokes rishonim, if the heter to do b'tzina b'soch beso is dafka their own work or even the malacha of the avel. The Ritva learns that is from that this is a hemshich to the previous line. So we're talking about even the malacha of the avel, that the avel doesn't do his malacha is nas salidei acherim, but the eved and the shivcha are allowed to do his malacha as long as they do a bitzina. The Ran sounds like this is a din b'fnei atzmo. It's not a hemshech of the previous line, and that the isra of the malacha for an eved and a shivcha is to be ovid is only b'faresia but not bitzina. That the whole isra doesn't even exist bitzina. Ve'ein rabbi misaskinimo, and you don't have rabbi misaskinimo, which Rashi translates to mean kolomar ein srichin l'nachamo achar regel, that there is no more nichum avelim after the Yom Tov is over. Why not? Because they already were menachim him on the Yom Tov itself. The bottom line is kol shehu mishum avel regel mafsiko. Anything that's about hilchos avelus, that are actual practices of avelus, the regel pauses the avelus. But kol shehu mishum iske rabim ein regel mafsiko. But anything that's about nichum avelim, the regel doesn't stop. Nichum avelim continues on regel, and therefore the nichum avelim will be over by the time the Yom Tov is over. kavru shloshi yamim b'sofa regel monashiva achar regel. If he's buried 3 days before the end of yantiv, so then we count the whole shiva after yantiv. Arba yamim harishonim rabim misaskin bo, but only the first 4 days do we do nichum avelim, because the last 3 days of yantiv we already had a nichum avelim. Shloshi yamim achronim ein rabim misaskin bo shukran misaskin bo b'regel. The last 3 days of the week after yantiv, there's not going to be nichum avelim, because they already had 3 days worth of nichum avelim on yantiv itself. V'regel olala. Now that's the key line, that regel olalo. What is regel olalo? Rashi adds, leminyan shloshim. And the regel counts toward the shloshim. So that's the line that's going to be our raya. We're trying to figure out whether the days of Yom Tov count toward shloshim or don't count toward shloshim. And here we have regel olalo. So my lava seifa, isn't this talking about regel olalo, leminyan shloshim, on the last case that we were just discussing, when the dead person is buried on Yom Tov itself? And you see, therefore, a raya that when you bury the person on Yom Tov, it's olal l'minyan shloshim. The days of Yom Tov count toward the shloshim, and therefore it's a kasha on Rava, because Abaye asked Rava whether the days of Yom Tov count toward the shloshim, and Rava said no, they do not count toward the shloshim. Here you see that regel olalo, answers the Gemara, lo areisha. When we say regel olalo, maybe that's talking about the case where you buried the person 2 days before Yantiv, where Shiva already began before Yantiv. They already started sitting Shiva before Yantiv. Then we say that the regel will be olalo, that it will count toward the Shloshim. Because of course it's going to count toward the Shloshim. The Avelis already began in that situation. But maybe in a Chinami, if the person is buried on Yantiv, then maybe in a Chinami, the days of Yantiv will not count toward the Shloshim. So this is not a Raya. Eisvei, the Gemara asks further, regel olalo l'minyan Shloshim. The regel counts toward the Shloshim. Ketzad, when do we count the days of Yom Tov toward the Shloshim? Kavru b'tchilas haregel, mona shiva achar regel. If a person is buried on the first day of Yom Tov, we count the shiva after Yom Tov. Meaning there's no shiva on Yom Tov, but the sit shiva after Yom Tov. Umalachto nasis al yidei acherim, and other people do his malacha for him. Va'avadav shivchos v'asu b'tzina b'sof beso, and his avadav and shivchos can do malacha, but only b'tzina. Ve'ein rabbi misaskin bo shekvar nisaskin bo b'regel, and people cannot be menachim him because they already were menachim him on Yantiv. V'regel olalo. Now over here, there's only one case. There aren't two cases that we could say it's talking about, whether it's talking about where you bury him before Yantiv or on Yantiv. There's only one case, and the case is you bury him on Yantiv, and it still says v'regel olalo. So this is a major kasha on Rava. Rava had said that the days of Yantiv do not count toward the Shloshim when you bury the person on Yantiv. Here there's only one case. It's a case of burying the person on the first day of Yantiv, and we say that the days of Yantiv count toward the Shloshim, that it does count. Tiyufta, so that's a Tiyufta on Rava. That's a major kasha on Rava. Kiyasa Rav and Amr Rabbi Yochanan afilu kavur biregel, that even if he's buried on regel, then still the days of Yom Tov count toward the Shloshim. V'chein orilei Rabbi Elazar l'Rabbi Pedas berei afilu kavur biregel. And that's where Rabbi Elazar taught Rabbi Pedas, his son, as well, that even if the dead is buried on Yom Tov, the days of Yom Tov count toward the Shloshim. Tan Rabbanan, kiyim kfiyes amita shloshe yom kodem aregel, einu tzarech lichfosa achar regel, divrei Rabbi Elazar. If a person already fulfilled kfiyas hamita, which is one of the nehugei avelus, one of the halachos of avelus, 3 days before Yom Tov, well then he doesn't have to do anything after Yom Tov. The Yom Tov will cancel the rest of Shiva. He doesn't have to continue Shiva after Yom Tov. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. V'chachamim omer, l'chamim say, forget about 3 days. Meaning, when did we say that the Shiva is going to continue after Yom Tov? That's only if it was 2 days before Yom Tov, we said. But 3 days, if a person observed 3 days of Shiva before Yom Tov, then the Yom Tov cancels the rest of Shiva. There is no rest of Shiva. That is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's what our Mishnah had said. Comes along the Chachamim, the Chachamim Omrim, Afilu Yom Echad, Vafilu Sha'a Achas. You don't need 3 days in advance of Yom Tov in order to cancel the Shiva. You could even have 1 day of Shiva in advance of Yom Tov, or even Sha'a Achas, a moment of Shiva in advance of Yom Tov, and still the Yom Tov is going to cancel the rest of the Shiva. Amr Rabbi Rav Rabbi Shimon, hein ein div Rabbi Shammai, hein ein div Rabbi Hillel. This is in fact the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai yom shlosh yamim, u Beis Hillel yom rafil yom echad. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you need 3 days, and Beis Hillel holds you only need 1 day. Am Rav Huna, am Rav Chia bar Abba, am Rav Yochanan, Rami la, am Rav Yochanan, Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Huna, afilu yom echad, afilu shah achas. That Rav Yochanan holds, even yom echad, even shah achas, like the sheet of the Beis Hillel, that if a person sits shiva for 5 minutes before Yom Tov starts, that's enough to cancel the rest of Shiva. And this happens all the time. There are levayas on Nerev Yantif, and they try to make sure that the family has an opportunity to sit Shiva for just a few minutes before Yom Tov begins, and that will cancel the rest of the Shiva. Tosus is bothered. He says that Rabbi Yochanan, generally speaking, Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha kestam mishnah in Shabbos Memvav. Rabbi Yochanan says halacha is like stam mishnah. Our stam mishnah said you need 3 days. And over here, Rabbi Yochanan's paskening afilu yom echad afilu shoachas. So Tosus leaves that as a kasha, why it is that Rabbi Yochanan breaks his own rule over here, and he doesn't follow the Stam Mishnah. It might be an element of Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Ba'avel, that even against the normal rules of Klali HaPsak, they would go with the Divrei HaMekel Ba'avel and say that Atilu Shah Achas would cancel the Avelus. Rava Amar Halacha K'tani Didan Damar Shlosha. Rava says, no, we pass them like our Stam Mishnah, they need 3 days. Ravina Ikla L'Sura Deparas, Amalei Rav Chaviva L'Ravina Hilch Samai. Ravina went to Sura Deparas and they asked him, what's the Halacha? Amalei Afilu Yom Echad V'Afilu Shah Achas. That even 1 day, even a single Shah is enough to cancel the Avelus. It's interesting, when the Braisa wanted to come up with a case where a person observed Avelus in advance of Yom Tov, so what did we say? He was kofem kiyem kfiyes hamita shlosh yom kodam regal. Of all halachos of Avelus to pick, we dafka pick kfiyes hamita. Kfiyes hamita, the Baal HaTos point, that's something we don't even do anymore nowadays, because it doesn't make sense to do on our beds. Our beds, if you turn them over, if you turn the whole bed over, it's not usable, so it wouldn't make sense. If you turn over only the mattress, it's just as good as it was before. So it used to be that when they would do Kfiyas Hamita, it was still usable, but it was less comfortable. So that would make sense to do Kfiyas Hamita. With our beds, Kfiyas Hamita doesn't make sense. Why is it Dafka Kfiyas Hamita? So the Ravid is Medayik from the Braisa. The Braisa does not say Meislo Echad Mikrovav Shlosh Yom Kodem Regel. It Dafka picks a din. Now, the fact that it picks Kfiyas Hamita we'll get to in a moment, but even the fact that it picks a din, rather than just saying if the person dies 3 days before Yom Tov, it says, no, if you are Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita, says the Ravid, you see from there that if you're not Mekayim any of the Dine Avelus, even if the relative died 3 days or more before the Yom Tov, the Regel is not going to cancel the Shiva. A person actually has to be Mekayim Dine Avelus. That's why it specifically says Kiyem Kfiyas Hamita. He actually did Kfiyas Hamita. If he didn't do anything, it was just that the person died, that would not be enough. The Ritva says that's true, but it's only if he purposely was not Mekayim Dine Avelus. Then the Regel is not going to be Mafsik, because it's a Knas that we punish him with, that he neglected to observe Hilchas Avelus. So we say, guess what? Now the Yantif is not going to cancel the Avelus. You're going to have to observe the Hilchas Avelus in full after Yantif. But if it wasn't his fault, there was an Ones, there was a Shogeg, something happened that he couldn't observe Avelus. They were rushing back from the cemetery right before Yantif, trying to get back in time for Yantif, trying to hope to sit Shiva for a minute, but they just didn't have a chance. Yantif already started and they couldn't sit Shiva even for just a minute. Then the Yantif is still going to cancel the Shiva, says the Ritva. And the Ritva adds that the reason the Braisa Dafka picks Kfiyas Hamita and not any other halachos of Avelus is because Kfiyas Hamita is one of the halachos that's not migufo shel avel. It's not something that's done on the avel's body per se. It's halacha that's in the beis ha'avel, that we're kofa the mitos in the bayis. And any halacha that's begufo shel avel, like bathing or something like that, is going to be a more chamur halacha than halacha that's enu begufo shel avel, says the Ritva. So he says it's a chiddush that even if all you did is kfiyas hamita, you don't even need a significant niyug avelus. Even if it wasn't something about the person himself, about the avel himself, it was just something about his surroundings, it was about the mita, even that's enough to be considered a niyug avelus, which will then allow the shiva, the regal rather, to cancel the rest of the shiva. The Ran disagrees with the Ritva's premise that the regal only cancels the Shiva if you were disagrees with the Ran writes that if a person is not Mekayim Dina Avelus, b'mezid, whether it's Mezid or Shogig, it doesn't matter. The Regal is not going to be Mafsik. The Regal is not going to stop. If you didn't do the Nihugi Avelus, you didn't do the Nihugi Avelus. I mean, he says, I hold like the Ravid that you need Nihugi Avelus, but without the Ritvas Hosafa, that it's only if you were b'mezid that it's a punishment. Nah, Mezid Shogig, it doesn't matter. If you didn't do Nihugi Avelus, you didn't do Nihugi Avelus, Shiva didn't happen yet. And therefore, Shiva is going to happen afterwards. But that's all within the Shitas HaRavid. That's all within the Shitas HaRavid that you need Nihugi Avelus. The Me'iri is Cholik on the Holy Yisod. He says, nah, you don't need Nihugi Avelus. You just need someone to die before Yantav, and then the Regel cancels the Shiva. It has nothing to do with whether you actually are Noheg, are Noheg Avelus. How do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh Shin Sadivav, Sif Aleph and Beis, Avel Shalo Noag Aveluso Toch Shiva, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Mashlimoso Kol Shloshim, that an Avel doesn't observe his Avelus during Shiva can still observe Avelus throughout Shloshim, Ba'medvar Mamurim B'Shalo Noag Avelus Klal Kol Shiva. Avel Mzilzo B'Mitzas Yom Shulchan Aruch says, that's only if you didn't do any Avelus during Shiva, but if a person was Mezalzel in some of the days and he didn't keep Avelus the way he should have, then he finishes Shiva at the end of regular Shiva. Even if, let's say, he started on day two, still he would keep Shiva on the regular Shiva. Because the Me'iri's approach, who's Cholik on the Ravid, and says that even if you're not knowing Avelus at all, the regular is still going to be Mafsik, he says, because there's no issue of being knowing Dina Avelus after Shiva's over. Once Shiva's over, the days of Bechi and Sar are over, so it's done, it's gone, there's nothing to do. It's the end. You can't just sit Shiva whenever you want. Shiva's during Shiva, it's during those first 7 days. So in Shulchan Aruch it says not quite that way. It says no, Shiva still makes sense within Shloshim. A person, as long as within 30 days, he would still observe Shiva, even if he knew about the Misa beforehand and just decided to neglect it and not to do anything about it. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara now. Yosef Rav Chiya bar Abba of Rabbi Yami of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Akilu de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar Nafag Milsum Yiminayu Minayin Lavelu Shiva. So they were discussing the matter and they raised the question, where do we get the idea that you need 7 days of Avelus, that a person sits Shiva? Dechziv, because the Pasuk says Va'afachti Chageichem La'avel Ma Chag Shiva Af Avelu Shiva, that specifically the Pasuk links Chag to Avelus. So just like Chag is 7 days, so to Avelus is 7 days. Frak tells us I can come up with a much better source. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says, "Vayas la'aviv evel shivas yamim," that they made avelus for 7 days. A pasuk in Chumash about the avelus of Yaakov Avinu, that they had 7 days of avelus. Why doesn't the Gemara say that as a source for the din of avelus shiva? Tosfos says two reasons. First of all, he says that avelus was kodem kvura. It was before Yaakov was buried, and we don't have any avelus before the person's buried. We have aninus before the person's buried. We certainly don't have shiva before a person's buried, so that would be a very poor source for what we actually do. And second of all, Tosfos says, he quotes from the Yerushalmi, ein lemeidin mikodem matan Torah. You can't learn from what happened before matan Torah. We can't learn halachos from prior to matan Torah. The Torah is chad shalacha. The Torah was given, and that's what's mechayev us in the halachos when the Torah being given. The Ram discusses in the Kudan Chod. The Ram discusses in his commentary to the Mishnayos in Chulin about Gira Nasha. Why is it that we have an Isra of Gira Nasha? Is it because the Malach hit Yaakov, or is it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us at Har Sinai that we have an Isra of Gira Nasha? So to the Yerushalmi said you can't learn anything from what happens called the Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah is not a mechayev in halacha at all. So, frankly, Mar Vemat Seres Techad Yoma. Well, good. So the Pasuk says that Avel is like Chag, and therefore we say just like Chag is 7 days, so to Avel is 7 days. But wait a second, not every Chag is 7 days. Atzeres is only 1 day. So why don't we say that Avelus should be only 1 day? Answers the Gemara, you're right. There are circumstances where Avelus is only 1 day. Hahumi Baile Lichad Reish Lakish. There we use that for what Reish Lakish teaches us. Dam Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Dinsia, Minayin Lishmur Rechok Hashem Noheg Esel Yom Echad. How do we know Shmur Rechok is only Noheg for 1 day? Dichsiv Afachti Chageichem La'avel. Vashkar Atzeres Tikri Chad Yom Echag. Because Pasuk says Va'afachti Chageichem La'avel, and we find that Atzeres is a chag, even though it's only 1 day. So in a case of of a Shmur Rechoka, we're going to find that there's only one day. What is a Shmur Rechoka? That's what the Gemara's next discussion is. That if a person finds out about the death of their relative more than 30 days after the death occurred, that's called the Shmur Rechoka. Then we're only knowing one day of Avelus. We don't have a full 7 days of Avelus. This connection between Avelus and Chag seems like a very strange connection, because we've been discussing the entire time how Avelus is the exact opposite of Chag. And in fact, that's what the Pasuk is really saying. Vafachti Chagechem Lavel means it needs a hipuch, it needs to be switched around, because they are really opposites of each other. Chag and Avel are opposites of each other. The Chuvas Maral Bach quotes in the name of Rabbi Aaron HaKohen, the Baal Mechaber Orchos Chaim, says that the reason we don't say Vuhu Rachum and Vidui in the Beis HaAvel is based on this Gemara, that Avelus is compared to Chag. Vafachti Chagechem Lavel, we learn from here that Avelus is 7 days, just like Chag is 7 days, and therefore we could also learn that just like on Chag, we don't say Vidui, we don't say Vuhu Rachum, so too in the Beis HaAvel, we don't say these things. That makes it sound like this serves as a source to treat Avelus like a Chag a little bit. Then in terms of the number of days, it makes sense that when you're saying Vafachti, the days that were Chag will now be Avelus, or the days that are Avelus will be Chag. Because you're talking about they're the same length of time. It makes sense to say that the same length of time, even if they're opposites of each other. But why does it make sense to not say Tachnun in the Beis Avel? Because you don't say Tachnun on a Chag. That means you're treating Avelus literally like a Chag. You're acting that Avelus is like a Chag. So a lot of the other Achronim are not convinced at all that that's the reason that we don't say Vidu in the Beis Avel. The Maralbach himself says that we don't say Vidu in the Beis Avel because we only say in the Beis Avel what Anshei Knesset Gedola were Masakin. Anything that's not Mitakonis Anshei Knesset Gedola and is only Minug, we're not going to say. So he says that's why they don't say in the Beis Avel in a lot of places Nishmas Kol Chaya and Shabbos Shachris and Filis Arvish Shal Shabbos. They don't say Bracha Mein Sheva and Napa Madlikin and all sorts of other things that they skip out on because they weren't really part of the Takanas Anshei Knesset Gedola of Tefillah, and that would have huge nafkaminas. Obviously, you'd skip half a davening. You'd skip a lot if you skipped everything that was only a minute. There are other suggestions that it's really because the Tachlin relates to Din and the Midas HaDin is so strong in the Beis Avel already that it would be just too much. It would be too intense. So that's why we leave the Tachnun out, but it's not at all related to most of the Achronim assume it's not at all related to this idea of the of Avelus being like a Chag. By Tisha B'Av, that's a different story. By Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is actually going to be a Chag, so when we begin the Nechama and we realize we look forward to the day that Tisha B'Av is going to be a Chag, but Avelus, that's a different story. Tan Rabbanan, so we have a Braisa. Shmur Krova Nohaga Shiva Ushloshim Shiva Ushloshim. When you hear of when a person hears of the death of a relative, so you're knowing the regular Shiva Ushloshim, 7 days and 30 days. Shmur Rechoka in Nohaga Saliyam Echad. But for a Shmur Rechoka, it's only one day of Avelus. Ezui Krova Vezui Rechoka. What does it mean, a Shmur Krova and a Shmur Rechoka? Krova B'toch Shloshim. Shmur Krova means a person learns of the death of their relative within 30 days of the death of the relative. Rechoka Liachar Shloshim, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. A Shmur Rechoka is when the person first learns about it after Shloshim. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. V'chama, meaning that Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that there is this split in how we observe the halachos of Shmur Krova and Shmur Rechoka. It doesn't matter when a person learns of the death of a relative. A person always has to sit Shiva and observe Shloshim. It's irrelevant when the person learns of the death of a relative. We pass him. You have Rabbi Akiva, the Das Yachid, who says Shmur Krova, Shmur Rechoka is only one day. Then you have the Chachamim. Sounds like the majority opinion that says you observe a full Shiva and Shloshim. Says Kol Makom Shatamotzei Yachid Mekel VeRabim Machmirin Halacha KeRabim. Generally speaking, if you have a Yachid that's Mekel and a Rabim that's Machmir, or as Tosfos points out, a Yachid that's Machmir and a Rabim that's Mekel, it's irrelevant which side comes. You always go like the Rabim. Chutz mizu, except for over here, Shafapish Rabbi Akiva Mekel v'cham machmir, and even though Rabbi Akiva is Mekel and v'cham machmir, halacha Rabbi Akiva damar Shmuel halacha divrei Mekel ba'avel. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, because Shmuel says the halacha is divrei Mekel ba'avel, and that's why we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos points out the words kol makom are also lav dafka. It's not true that every time you find a yachad and a rabbin, we follow the rabbin. It's a general rule. It's one of the klalei apsak, and like every other of the klalei apsak, there are exceptions. Even the most basic clothing, Epsak, Halacha Kibbeis Hillel against Kibbeis Shammai. There are plenty of exceptions to that. Kirava, except for Yal Kigam, there are plenty of exceptions to all the Klal Epsak. So this Klal also has exceptions. There are cases where we pass on like a Das Yachid, but by Avelus, we'll always pass on like the Das Yachid, because Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Avel beats out the Klal of Halacha Ein Halacha Kiyachid B'Makom HaRabim. We mentioned yesterday the Balei Tosfos writes, Maseches Ksuvos Tosfos writes, that Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Avel is only in a Machlokas Tanaim, but many of the Achronim are not convinced by that. They think that it even applies in Machlokasim in Amorayim, and even perhaps Machlokasim in Rishonim, that we could say Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Avel. Now, so how does this play out in terms of Shmur Rechoka? The Rishonim write by Shmur Krova, when a person hears about the death of a relative B'Toch Shloshim, so he has to be knowing Shiva and Shloshim. Not everyone agrees. But the we don't count the Shiva and Shloshim from the day of the Misa, we count from the Yom HaShmua, meaning one might think, okay, the Shiva, he has to observe 7 days, but Shloshim, does he have to observe, is there a Dafka Din that he has to observe all 30 days of Shloshim? Maybe the Shloshim should go back to the day of the Misa. So by Shmua Krova, all the Rishonim say that there's no doubt that we count the Shmua Krova from the day that you hear about it. That's when the Avelus begins, that's when the clock starts on both the Shiva and the Shloshim. By Shmua Rechoka, it's not as clear. There are three dinim. The dinei shiva, you know, eg yom echad bilvad. That's what we said. Whether it's av v'imo shar krovim, for dinei shiva, there's only one day on Shmur Rechoka. Dinei shloshim, we're knowing the regular shloshim from the day of Shmua that we don't count from the Yom HaKvura. By other krovim, until the end of shloshim from the Yom HaShmua, by Av V'Imo, ad shiyugur bo chaverev, until you get to the point where someone says to you, you look terrible, you need a haircut. And then the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh that we're knowing by Av V'Imo, that we're knowing until the Yud Beis Chodesh from Yom HaKvura. That's not Yom HaShmua. So the Yud Beis Chodesh is actually a din in the when the person actually died, not when the Shmua. So it turns out that if a person has a Shmua, love the emo, after Yud Beis Chodesh Miyom HaMisa, so he's knowing one day of Avelus for all the Dini Avelus, and then he doesn't have to be knowing anything after that, because then the Yud Beis Chodesh is nothing at that point. Rav Chanina asked the Shmua Davua Mibeichozai. Rav Chanina had a Shmua Mibeichozai. Just another point. There's a suffix. The Achronim have a suffix. What if a person has a Shmua Shemes Lo Karov and he doesn't know? He doesn't know if it's B'Toch Shloshim or Achor Shloshim. There's in war or something, some sort of chaos that happened, and he has no idea when it actually happened. We had a shaila like this here in America. A rabbi of a different shul called me up, not in the neighborhood, and he said that he had this crazy story that there was a woman who was somewhat of a loner, and she not somewhat a real loner, and she was she didn't talk to her kids anymore, and she didn't she had no one to talk to at all. He didn't even know about her, but one of the kids had a premonition or something, or said, you know, it's strange, she didn't annoy anyone recently. Or she didn't, and they sent someone knocking on her apartment door, and they went into the apartment, and she was decomposing for a long time already. She was long gone, and they had no idea how long she was gone. They had no idea how long she was dead. So you're mesupuk whether it's a shmur krova or a shmur rechoka. You don't know when the person died. So what do you do in that situation where you have a savik pischi tshuva in Yeridei and Siman Shin Tzadi Zayin quotes many achronim that you chayev to be misabel when you're mesupuk. And the Radvaz explains, even though Safik Avelus, generally we would say we'd be Mekel, like we paskin if a child dies, B'Toch Shloshim Yom, and there's Safik whether he's a Nefel or not a Nefel, so the halacha is we're not Misabel, the halacha is that there's no Avelus for such a child, but says the Radvaz, over here it's different because there's a Chazaka that there's a Chiv to be Misabel, because you know that he died, the only question is when he died. So plus you have a Cheskas Chai, if you're not sure if a person died earlier or later, well, we know he was b'cheskas chai and before. So you have a cheskas chai up until the last moment, so you could assume that cheskas chai would carry forward, and therefore you would have to observe avelus. The Taz in Sifkat and Beis says no, says that we're mekel, and he rejects the idea that there's a cheskas chai when you're not sure when the person died. The chazaka d'hashta is that he's dead, so you don't go with the cheskas chai, and that's the sheet of the Chacham Tzvi as well, that we'd be mekel in such a case where you're mesupak. So Gemara tells the story now, Rav Chanina asked
Rabbi Chazai. Rabbi Chanina heard about the death of his father. Also, the Kamed Rav Chisa Amalei Shmur Rechokei Noagis Al Yom Echad. He's told the Shmur Rechokei, you only observe one day of Avelus. Rav Nassim Arami Yassel Dei Shmur Di Imei Mbei Chazai. He heard about his mother. Also, the Kamed Rav Amalei Harei Amru Shmur Rechokei Noagis Al Yom Echad. Blavad, you only have to observe one day of Avelus. Eis Veba Medvar Mormur Bechamish Shemese Mitzvah. Avla Lav Valimo Shiva Vashloshim. But wait a second, don't we learn that there's a difference between the other Krovim and father and mother, that father and mother, it's not, you're not going to get away with just one day, it's only the other Krovim. There is such a Shita that's Mechalik between Ava V'Imo versus other Krovim, but you should realize that that's a Das Yachir, we don't pass like that Shita. Titania, Maisu Mesav Shal Rabbi Tzadik Beginzuk, Vodiyu Lachar Sholoshanim. He only learned about the death of his relatives 30 days later, of his father 30 days later, in the 3 years later rather, more than 30 days. Ubav Shalas Elisha ben Avuya, and he was asking, that was when they were still asking Shilas to Elisha ben Avuya, so he went and he asked Elisha ben Avuya what to do, Zakenim Sheimo, and the Zakenim that were together with Elisha ben Avuya, Vamru Nahog Shiva Shloshim, and he was told, observe a full Shiva and Shloshim on a Shmur Ruchoka. So you see that it's a Das Yachid, it's a Shita of Elisha ben Avuya, but it's not a widely accepted opinion. So yes, we are aware that there is such an opinion that Av V'Imo are different, but it's a Das Yachid, it's just the Shita of Elisha ben Avuya. All the Rishonim say, what do you mean? It's a Kenim Sheimo. He's got all these Zakenim together with him as well. How do we know? So most of the Rishonim say, yeah, but the Zakenim Sheimo, we're just following along with what Elisha ben Avuya was saying. It's not, you can't bring a raya from what Elisha ben Avuya is, meaning that it's Elisha ben Avuya is really a Das Yachid. The Ritva says doesn't mean that the Shita of Elisha ben Avuya, the Ritva says a little different. He says, it doesn't mean that the Shita of Elisha ben Avuya is a Das Yachid, because there were a lot of people against Rabbi Akiva also. Rabbi Akiva is also a Das Yachid. It means that he's considered a yichidah in that we don't paskin like that way, with like Elisha ben Avuya. And the reason we don't paskin is because the klal in Hilchos Avelus is halach kedivrei Meikel, and Elisha ben Avuya is being machmir over here. So when we say yichidah, it's not that Elisha ben Avuya is really a das yachid. He's not. He has a kenim sheimo, but he's like a das yachid because in Avelus the machmir opinion is always treated like a das yachid. That's how the Ritva understands the Gemara. Ukshemes benos Rabbi Achia shal Rabbi Achia begola yashav lav shivu shloshim. And when the son of Rabbi Achia died in Gola, he sat shivu shloshim for him. So, frankly, Gemara eini var Rav barachu ad Rabbi Achia du bar achte ad Rabbi Achia. Rav was a nephew of Rabbi Achia from both sides, from both his father's side and his mother's side. Rashi draws the family tree for us how this could happen, that Rav could be how could you be a nephew from both your father and your mother's side? So they were step siblings. So they married each other. So Rav was the product of that marriage. So he was the nephew of Rabbi Chia on both sides. Ki salak lasam amar lei abakayim. So Rabbi Chia said to Rav, "How's Dad doing? Is Dad alive?" Amar lei emakayemis. He said, "Well, Mom's alive. Dad's not alive. Mom's alive." He didn't say Dad's not alive. He said Mom's alive. Amar lei emakayemis. Or the way some Rishonim understand it is, as Rashi says, he didn't say Mom's alive because that would be a lie. He said, Emakayamus, why are you asking only about my father? Ask about your sister. Ask about my mother. So Amalei, okay, Emakayamus, is your mother alive? Amalei, Abakayam, how could you ask me about my mother? I didn't tell you about my father yet. You're asking already about my mother. So Amalei, Lashame Chalotzi Binali, he got the hint that he didn't want to tell him that they were both dead. So that's why he was avoiding the question. So that's why Rabbi Chia knew to tell Lashamish, take off my shoes, Volechachre Kele, the Beis Amerchatz, and carry my clothing behind me to the Beis Amerchatz, Shmami Notchlas, and we see three things from this story. Number one, Shmamina Avalasu Benilas Sandal. We see as his practice of Avelus, he decided to take off his shoes because an Aval doesn't wear shoes. Ushmamina Shmur Ruchoka in Nagas Al Yom Echad. Because it was a Shmur Ruchoka, he was willing to go to the Beis Amerchatz right then and there, because as long as he observes Avelus for a little bit, so that's Mixiyam Kukula of Yom Echad, and he's done, right? He has Yom Echad, you only have to do one Echad, one day. Ushmamina Mixiyam Kukula. When we also see Mixas Yom Kukula, that he didn't even do the full day, he just went to the Beis Amerchatz right away. So you see that the Mixayom Kikulo, the Rishonim bring a riot from this Gemara that if someone loses a relative and doesn't know about it, that there's no chiyuv to let him know that he has to observe Avelus. And even if it's Avi V'Imo, even if he's Biyoma Kvura, because Rav didn't want to tell Rabbi Chia about the death of the, you would think that he would go in right away the first thing you tell him, by the way, you're an Avel, you have to sit Shiva, you have a chiyuv. No, he didn't want to tell him until he asked, and even when he asked, he didn't really tell him. So Rishonim bring a riot from here that you see from this Gemara that there's no obligation to tell a person when he loses a relative. They also say that it's even mutter to invite him to a wedding, because he has, it's not lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is when a person has a halacha and you're enabling him to violate the halacha. He has no din of avelus until he knows about it. The mechayiv of avelus is knowing about the death. It's not the death itself that's the mechayiv of avelus. It's the idea of the death. And sometimes they do this with older people or whatever, who we don't aren't confident that they'll have the koach to sit shiva. So it's not that we're letting them violate the halacha. We don't tell them so that there won't be a halacha. They won't have a halacha of shiva. But if a person asks, you're not allowed to be mishaker. You're not allowed to lie. Midvar sheker tirchak. So that's why that's why he had to tell him when he couldn't tell him, he couldn't lie to him when he asked whether his father and mother were still alive. Person's not allowed to lie. Rabbi Chia, so the Gemara, but the Gemara is asking a question over here. Bottom line is, how can you say that Rabbi Chia holds that a person is supposed to observe Shiva Ushloshim? We said two lines from the bottom. Rabbi Achia said that you're supposed to observe Shiva Ushloshim. Over here, Rabbi Chia only observed, held you only observe one day. And so Gemara, Rabbi Chia Luchud, Rabbi Achia Luchud. They're two different people. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Achia are not the same person. There's also a discussion in the Rishonim, this idea of Mixayam Kikulo, do we say it at night also? Is it Mixas Halayla Kikulo also? Or is it only a din in Mixas Hayom? So this suffix comes up both when you're being Noe Yom Echad for Shmur Rechoka, as well as within Shiva. Why is it that whenever a person sits Shiva, they sit in the morning of the seventh day and then they get up when Amdu Amenachem Meitzlo? Why isn't it that they get up the night before already? Mixas Halayla and Mixas Yom Kikulo should apply to Laila as well. So that's why several Rishonim, it's a big machlokes in the Rishonim what the Gedarim exactly are, but several Rishonim assume that when it's a Shmur Rechoka, and this is what we pass on Shulchan Aruch, Sim Shin Sadi Hey, when it's a Shmur Rechoka, we'd say Mixas HaLayla is good enough. It's Sagi B'Shoa Achas. But when it's a Shmur Krova, it's Dafka Din in Yamim. When it's a regular Shiva that you're going to sit a regular Shiva, it's got to be Dafka Yamim. It has to be days and not night. And therefore, the person would have to sit in the morning at the end of the series of 7 days. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Shama Shmur Krova Beregel, Motzai Regel, Nasus Rechoka. What if a person learns of the death of his relative on Yantif? And Yantif is day 30. He's only going to, the day 30, so by the time he's able to sit Shiva, it's already past 30 days. So Ololo Ve'enu Noe Geli Yom Echad. So it counts toward the 30, and he only observes one day of Shiva. Tanya Ravadad Min Kisri Kamed Rabbi Yochman. By the way, the Rishonim point out, and the implication is that if he finds out in middle of day 30, it's Machlok Rishonim. What if you find out in middle of day 30? Is that, do you already say Mixiyam Kukulo, the Shloshim is over, and now it's a Shmur Rechoka, or you say no, it's within 30 days, it's on day 30. This seems to be a raya that if you find out in the middle of day 30, that would for sure be, and it wasn't Shabbos, that would for sure be a Shmur Krova, that would not be a Shmur Rechoka, because you only say Mixiyam Kukula when there's a Nihug Avelus, and you weren't knowing anything on the 30th day. You'd only say Mixiyam Kukula on the 30th day of Shloshim if you're actually being knowing Avelus of Shloshim, but if you didn't know anything and you weren't being knowing anything, then you wouldn't say Mixiyam Kukula. Tani Rabbi Adad Min Kisri Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Shama Shmur Krova B'Shabbos, and Mosai Shabbos Nas Rechoka, the 30th day is Shabbos, and you find out on Shabbos, Eino Noeg El Yom Echad. Korea o eno korea, but do you tear kriya? So Rabbi Mani amar eno korea, Rabbi Chanina amar korea. Machlokas amar le Rabbi Mani le Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Mani says to Rabbi Chanina, Bishlam le didamina eno korea. According to me, that says that you don't tear kriya. Hainu deloika avelus shiva. That makes sense. There's no avelus shiva. El le didach amar korea. Kriya below Shiva, mi'ika. You're holding that you do Kriya, you tear Kriya, but there's no Shiva. How do you tear Kriya when there's no Shiva? So says Gemara Velo, what? You don't ever have such a thing of Kriya without Shiva? Vatani isi avud Rabbi Zeira, varmila achud Rabbi Zeira, kamed Rabbi Zeira, misha ein lo chaluk lekroa. If someone didn't have a shirt to tear, v'nizdami lo betok Shiva, and then he gets one within Shiva, Kareya, he would tear then. La'achar Shiva, Eino Korea, and after Shiva he wouldn't tear. And Ani Rabbi Zera Basrei, Rabbi Zera commented on that. Ba'medvar Mamurim beChamisha Meisei Mitzvah, Avol Alav Ve'Alimo Korea Va'Olech. That's only by the Chamisha Meisei Mitzvah, but on Aviv Imo you would be Korea even after Shiva is over. So you see that you tear Korea even after Shiva. And so Gemara Kitanya he the covered of Vimo. Nah, that's not a chiyuv kriya. That's a din of covered of Vimo that a person wants to be noe covered for Vimo. He could still tear kriya even though he's not going to observe shiva. But a din kriya, you don't have a halacha of kriya unless there's going to be shiva as well. Tanurabanan, Kalam Parshas Kohanim Shekoyin Mitamilehen Avil Masabel Alein. Who does one sit shiva for? anyone that a Kohen is allowed to become Tame to, a person sits Shiva for. Ve'elu hein, and these are the relatives that make that list. Ishto, Aviv, Vi'imo, Achiv, Achoso, Bno, Ubito, the Zion Krovin, Hosifu Alein Achiv Achoso, Besula Me'imo, except a Kohen would not be Metame to his brother or sister who's a Besula from the mother's side, or Vachoso Nesua, Bein Me'av, Bein Me'imo, or a married sister, whether it's from the mother's side or the father's side, but yet we would still be, we would still sit Shiva for these people. Ukshem Shem Mesabel Aleim, Kach Mesabel Ashnim Shalem, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Just like we're Mesabel on them, we'd also be Mesabel on their relatives, on Shneim Shalahem, those who are related to them that they're sitting Shiva for. Reb Shimon Elazar, Mareinu Mesabel al-ben-bno val-avi aviv. That no, you would only sit Shiva, the only secondary relative that you would sit Shiva for is a grandson or a grandfather. Tosa says, Pirshu b'tosa rabbi shem rabo, du adin avi imo ubas bito. It's lav dafka, a father's father and a son's son. It would be a maternal grandfather also, and it would be a bas bito as well. It could be a granddaughter as well, or a daughter's daughter, or a daughter's son. That would also be included. It just means someone who you're a descendant of, or someone who descends from you. That's that would be the only one that you could, they would sit shiva, but not for siblings and the like. V'cham amrim, kol shem mesabel ulav mesabel imo. But Chum saying, no, anyone who you'd be Mesabel on, you would be Mesabel when they're sitting Shiva as well. Frankly, it's exactly the same thing the Tanakhama said. No, Nafkamina is between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, is whether you only sit Shiva with them when you're together in the house with them, or even when you're not together in the house with them. Only when you're right in front of them, you should be Noah Gavelus. When you're not right in front of them, you don't have to be Noah Gavelus. Mar Ukva Shachavle Bar Chamua. Mar Ukva had his brother-in-law die. Savor lemesav leshivu shloshim. He was going to observe shivu shloshim. All rafunu gabei ashkei amalei to nice and boys lemechal. What you enjoy sitting shiva? Lo amru lekavod ishto alchamim v'chamoso. For the honor of your wife, you only have to sit shiva for your mother-in-law and father-in-law. D'tanya mishim eschav mo chamoso in rashi lachav ezishto lios chel lios pakeses el mekofa mitas v'noi gima avelus. That someone who's in-laws die is has to be noi gavelus together with his wife. V'chein mishim eschav mo chamoso. And it works the other way as well. When the husband's parents die, the wife also has to sit Shiva. We have another brace, that the woman still has obligations toward her husband. So Kashina Adadi, it's a stira. Elav Shmamina Kan Becham Vechamoso Kan Beshar Krovim Shmamina. You see that there's a difference between a father-in-law and a mother-in-law versus all the other relatives. Why does nobody do this anymore? No husbands sit shiva with their wives, no wives sit shiva with their husbands. So Shulchan Aruch says that this is a din in kavod ishto, and your wife has a right to be mochel or kavod. It's a din in kavod abal. The baal has a right to be mochel or kavod. Our minag is that we're always mochel. So we're always mochel, therefore only the actual level sits shiva.